legal. It's very unlikely that this was the maize that the Native Americans introduced to the Europeans. But whatever, it was something they could eat on the fly. And that's my point, is that they were traveling with Christ. You weren't even supposed to travel on the Sabbath day. There's another thing that should be noted here. That the first thing that the priests would do on the Sabbath was eat the shewbread. That was their first duty, to eat the hallowed bread. And here Jesus is giving them and making something hallowed for his apostles, which become greater than priests, because he's ordaining a new priesthood. He's changing the priesthood. As Paul said in the book of Hebrews, when there's a change of the law, there's of necessity a change of the priesthood. Wait, Paul, it says, not one jot or tittle shall pass from the law to all be fulfilled. Well, you should listen to my study on Matthew. Until all be fulfilled, not one jot. That means that everything, unless Christ fulfilled all the law is in effect. You can't get rid of part of the law. It's either all or nothing. That's what Jesus said. Not one little bit's going to pass till the whole thing is fulfilled. So the whole thing is fulfilled. Now what? Christ fulfilled the law. His sacrifice put an end to it. And there's a change. Now the law is written within our hearts. Not after a carnal commandment, but after a new spirit. A spirit of obedience, whereby we say Father, whereby we obey. That is the new covenant. That is what I have faith in God for. To work in me righteousness that I might obtain all the promises of God. God did not make the Sabbath to enslave men, but that man would have rest. And that was the whole point about the commandment of the Sabbath, was to give man rest, that they should enter in with their Creator into the place of rest, into the time of rest. He limited a certain day. He talked about a certain land. The promised land was also called the rest of the Lord, to enter into his rest. But there is a greater rest in Christ, one you can enter into every single day. That's why in the New Testament, he says, let no man judge you in meat or in drink or in the Sabbath days or in respect of a holy day. Because in Christ, you know, we fulfill the righteousness of the law without trying to give heed to the letter of the law. That God in our hearts does a work that causes us to do right without needing to resort to endless regulations of our behavior. And that's the idea. And if we don't see it yet accomplished, all the more reason that we should with diligence seek it and continue in faith that we may obtain. Because in the obtaining of these things is a great reward everlasting life.